At its core, marketing is the process of attracting potential customers and clients to a specific product or service. And marketing at its best unearths consumer insights to creatively reach and engage a target audience with the brand's benefits to drive sustainable growth. I'm Erica Farber, President and CEO of the REB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Each year, the REB Business Development Team, led by Tammy Greenberg, attends the ANA Masters of Marketing Conference, a four-day conference that brings together brand managers from large and small companies, allowing them to tap into best practices, case studies, and insights, while also learning about the latest consumer trends from leading marketing and advertising executives. The conference showcases creative thinking and strategies from some of the world's top CMOs and leading brands on what they've implemented to meet customer needs, drive growth, and inspire change. At the conference, we had the opportunity to sit down and talk with many attendees about their marketing goals, also the issues they're focused on, and of course, their thoughts about radio. And in this episode, which is number 9, we hear the conversation Tammy had with John Osborne, U.S. Director at Net Zero. John is the former CEO of OMD US and BBDO New York.
So we're here at the ANA Masters of Marketing in Orlando, and I am here with John Osborne. John, you were formerly with OMD and BBDO, but you have a new venture now. Can you talk to me a little bit about that? And welcome.
100%. Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here. It's true. I was very humbled and blessed to have enjoyed, I guess, a 30-plus year career at Omnicom, working for 25 years at BBDO, and then the last 5 at OMD, and had the great fortune and opportunity to work alongside amazing brands, people. The infrastructure is awesome, but it was time for some change. And I don't think I'm alone, you know, just given everything related to the pandemic and everything else.
So was this pandemic inspired, or was it a different reason? What's going on in the agency-client relationship?
I'm not sure what ultimately inspired it, but I think, you know, sometimes change is good all the way around. I've always been someone that has been, I guess, energized by doing work that is somehow associated with purpose. So one of the things that I was looking for was, A, an opportunity just to kind of recharge and reset, and, B, looking for something that built on, in a perfect world, kind of building on what I had enjoyed doing in the advertising-oriented side of the business, but also layering in something relative to purpose. So I was looking for a brand, a company, a group that had some sense of mission and purpose attached to it. I've done a lot of work with the American Red Cross in my extracurricular activities, including being the chair of the American Red Cross of Greater New York. More and more of the emphasis there has been on climate change. That hasn't always been the case, but it certainly is the case now, as you've seen a huge uptick in severity as well as number of storms wreaking havoc, including here in Florida, in the not too distant past. And the impact of all of that. So this came along, and it's pretty advanced in parts of Europe. There's a lot of momentum there, and they were looking for somebody, given that they're going to launch in January, for somebody to be the U.S. director. So this is kind of our soft launch phase. We're not full-time. I'm not full-time. This is kind of a labor of love for me, but we fully expect that come January, it's going to be full steam ahead. And we had several events timed around Advertising Week in New York, and we had great response. We're signing up members every single day. Currently, many of the holding companies are members, including Publicis, IPG, WPP, Havas, Omnicom Group, something I know a thing or two about, as well as others, and including like Unilever. We just announced last week PubMatic and Reckitt are on board. And the great thing about it is we're going to really try and unify all of the disparate efforts that are underway, many of which are great. But we're really, really humbled by the support from all of the advertising associations, from the 4As to the ANA to the IAB and so on and so forth.
So tell me specifically, what is the company is Ad Net Zero?
Yep. It's an association, not a company, but an association.
It's a not-for-profit association.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
And what is it that your partners are actually doing? What is the output?
So what they're doing is they're signing up on a mission, and the mission is to lower the carbon footprint ultimately to zero. Now, that is a journey that is going to require a series of steps.
Yep.
And here's a spoiler alert. Nobody's doing it perfectly right now. It's a 5-point action program.
Mm-hmm.
Action item number one is around what I'll call business operations. Think of things like travel, energy, waste. These are basic building blocks of things that companies and groups can do relatively easily to begin to make a dent. Action item number two is around the production process.
Yep.
You know, the group over in Europe has been partnering really closely with Ad Green. Here we're working closely with Green the Bid. There's a carbon calculator. There's an essentials guide. There's a great framework whereby companies can opt in, and it is an opt-in, where they can show proof positive of things they're doing in the production food chain to lower the carbon footprint in living color, you know, very tangible, very real. And that's, and so, you know, I think, and there's a training course associated with that too. So, for example, in Europe, I think we've taken over 3,000 executives through this across 300 or so different training seminars. Action item number three, media, particularly the programmatic stack. That is a work in progress. The goal there is to get the partners to work with us and for us collectively to land at one standard. We're not quite there yet, but there's a lot of good fruit on the vine. Action item number four is events. Think of things like the Cannes Awards. The Cannes Lions is also a partner of ours, so there's a lot of leaning in there. And then last but not least, think of it as what does it all mean when you roll it all together? How do companies, organizations show real progress in the form of an annual report? Think of it as sort of shifting from the way that we do the work that we do to putting a lens on the work that we actually do develop and produce. So that's behavior change, and that takes us away from the piping, which is 1, 2, 3, and 4, into really more behavior change representing the world at large, consumers in general. You know, citizens in general is really what we're aiming at.
So we're with the Radio Advertising Bureau, and our membership are local radio stations from coast to coast. How can radio help further your mission?
Well, you can certainly help. First of all, everybody can help. You can help by getting the word out. You can help by signing up to the mission, and that gives you an opportunity to learn a lot more and to be given access to all the different frameworks so that you can begin sooner versus later, making an impact yourselves as an association, as a group at the RAB. And but getting the word out is something that we're definitely seeking to do as well. But to be clear, we're not looking for necessarily, you know, we're not going to put a lot of time, energy, and effort into developing advertising campaigns because there's a lot more urgency around some of the more, you know, steps that we're asking companies to take. But
right.
We are open to anybody that wants to help us get the word out.
Okay, great. So you spent the bulk of your career in on the agency side.
That's right.
Creating advertising, direct steering brands with their from a messaging perspective and a media perspective. This conference is focused on growth, and, you know, we continue to hear about ways that brands are navigating disruption, and I think that's what we're going to hear a lot about in the next couple of days from the brands that are speaking. Can you share what you think the key challenges are for brands today, given the volatile environment that we're all living in? What are the true challenges that brands are facing today? And, you know, how can we collectively help them do that?
That's a great question. I think one of the scarcest resources of all is time. And just given the marketplace dynamics, people have less time than ever before. So we've got to do what we can to underscore the fact that we collectively, you know, put your agency business cards, not that anyone has any anymore, thank goodness, but put them aside for a second. Good, good.
Right.
And, you know, we're a unifier. It's going to take all of us collectively to move things forward. And that should be something that is not new to advertisers. You know, we've seen over history time and time again in times of crisis where agencies and people, you know, put their cards aside and they come together as one to answer the call on a pressing need. Well, you know, this is a pressing need. We're on the clock. And if we don't make strides right here, right now, we're not going to be able to get done what we need to get done to mm-hmm. secure the future for the generations that will follow in our footsteps. So I'm very passionate about this. I think, you know, it's a we, not me game, mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about.
So let's talk about media for a second. You know, we talked a little bit about the challenges the brands are facing. We talked a lot about you know, reducing the carbon footprint to zero, which I'm 100% on board with you. But going back to kind of your media roots, what do you think is going on in the media industry in general? Like, what are the, you know, you read forecasts, you know, you see advertisers pulling back spend to a certain degree because of inflationary pressures, supply chain pressures. You've got a media landscape that's more fragmented than ever. What are your thoughts on when a brand does go to market, where do they start? And what role do you think radio plays in that and audio in that landscape?
It really depends on the advertiser.
Yeah.
You know, and every advertiser is different, but that's one of the challenges, to figure out which messaging, you know, needs to be delivered in the right kinds of channels. What I will tell you, bringing it back to Ad Net Zero, is certain channels have a higher carbon load than other channels.
Yeah.
And again, some of the frameworks we're offering up and some of the best practices will help the decision-making that goes on. And I think really the decision-making tree is where it's all about. I mean, it's still inputs and outputs. It's still making sure that every single thing that we do, every action that we take, every decision we make is measurable, and we see proof positive of the value that it's providing to the marketers
yeah.
that are putting forth those plans in the first place.
Yeah, and I agree, and that was a perfect answer to that question. You know, it was a perfect answer to that. What are your feelings on, so what do you do, and this is more of a personal question, do you listen to podcasts? Do you listen to streaming radio? Do you listen to, what do you listen
Sometimes,
to?
Sometimes, every now and then. It really depends on what it is.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to fill in the blank. So repeat after me and then answer the question. Radio matters because?
Because I can do it while I'm doing other things.
And radio can work to help reduce the carbon footprint across the globe because?
Because it's a great way of getting a message out, and if done the right way, it can make me really feel a sense of mission, feel a sense of community, and feel a sense of difference. And I think that that is an unmistakable quality of sound and audio and radio.
AdNet Zero is an unprecedented collaboration of the entire advertising ecosystem working towards the greater good. Now, as John said, certain media channels contribute to a greater carbon footprint more than others. And we should be proud as over-the-air broadcasters that radio is one of the most efficient. What's important to keep in mind is as brands begin to look at media choices from the perspective of those that are working to address environmental concerns, radio signals are strong and supportive, but it behooves us all to check out AdNet Zero and continually be aware of the impact our businesses are having to help create positive change for the environment, the communities we serve, and the world.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.